Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today. Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So as we mentioned, the National Ploughing Association has been approached by the government to accommodate Ukrainian refugees once this year's three-day National Ploughing Championships is complete. Assistant Managing Director of the National Ploughing Association, Anna-Marie McHugh, joins me on the line. Good morning, Anna-Marie.
Morning, Claire.
So when did this happen? When were you first approached by the government with the request?
Claire, it was a very, very short conversation. I received a phone call probably about 4 or 5 days ago. I can't even tell you the exact department that he said he was from, but he just said to me, was the ploughing site an option for housing Ukrainians? And he just wanted to know the background, and I explained to them the format of the ploughing. We don't have a campsite here. We're different to the Electric Picnic in that way. We have all commercial marquees that are here literally for the duration of the event, and they start to be dismantled on the Thursday evening and go to the next gig. So I just explained that to him, and he said, absolutely fine. There wasn't enough information to even take it to the next step, to be honest with you, once I give him our background. But I did say to him, look, I said, any support that we can give, we certainly will give. And I made the suggestion that if they wanted to take a stand at the ploughing to meet the general public and see if there's other opportunities in Ireland, we'd certainly be delighted to offer that.
All right, you weren't going to charge him for that?
Of course, no, not okay. at all. And I don't know, they haven't been back to me about that since.
All right, so you were clear right from the get-go that the site there at Rathneska just wasn't going to be suitable for what they were looking for.
Well, I didn't even have to be clear. I just explained to him, you know, the way that the thing works is this is a working farm and it's all commercial marquees. Like we probably have 30 marquee companies with marquees here on the site. And, you know, they go from one event to another at huge cost, obviously, and they're taken out and they move on. And then this is back to a working farm in about 6 or 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. There'll be sheep on the ground.
Yeah, because I think with the Electric Picnic situation, the deal wasn't done with the Electric Picnic. It was done with the accommodation providers. So perhaps if the government wanted to, they could talk to the marquee providers directly. And the landowners.
But that question didn't even come up, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It didn't even get that far. And absolutely, yes, if that had been a question, to go that much further and talk to the landowners, talk to the local community and talk to all the marquee companies and see where it goes from there. That was something I couldn't engage in, obviously.
Okay, listen, the other news story coming from the ploughing is that you've gone cashless and online with the tickets. That's not going to suit everybody, is it?
Well, we're not going cashless as such, Claire. People are worried that, you know, you can't buy anything at the ploughing without cash. You can, of course. Really, what we're doing is we're taking health and safety measures that we've been advised to take by the emergency services following last year's event, that we need to have a head count before people get to the ploughing. And in order to have a head count, you have to pre-sell your tickets. So that's where it's coming from. Now, in saying that, I will give you the appendix to that last year we sold 65 to 70% of our sales were online.
Okay, so people were going online to buy their tickets anyway, yeah, in the main, and now they will they have to? Can anyone buy a ticket at the gate?
If there's a surplus of tickets for that particular day, so it would be necessary to keep listening to our social media online, obviously coming up to the day, to know if there's any ticket going to be left for that particular day on the gate.
You'd be taking a big chance, wouldn't you?
You would.
To
you
leave
certainly
it to
would.
Buy.
And if you did come and there were tickets available that day, they will be available for both cash and card. But you will be taking a chance. And also, we have a very detailed traffic plan with the Gardaí, which is a one-way system, and that reverts in midday. So you literally, if you're here in the morning and you're hearing the event happening in the next field and you can't go in, I don't think you'd be too happy because you can't drive out against the traffic either.
Okay, now you have your days are the 19th to the 21st. You probably have a fair idea now of the crowds that are coming, do you, at this stage?
Oh no, we're Irish. We're Irish. Clear.
Last minute.
We don't make decisions. But now we would have the group bookings, the secondary schools, the different, all the exhibitors are booking their group bookings now. That's all happening and that's in line with usual. But really, from today on, really, the next 10 days, when the influx comes.
Okay, well, we wish you well with the event, Anne-Marie. I'm sure it'll be a big success, as it always is. And no doubt the weather will be on your side. If it was this week, you'd have great crowds because we're 24
Absolutely.
To 26 degrees.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much for talking to us. But it
Thank
is
you.
The
Thank
weather
you.
We're going to focus on next, because Met Éireann forecasts the warm start of the week is going to carry on. Sunny skies, top temperatures of 22 to 26 degrees. You can scarcely believe it, can you? Alan O'Reilly, known online as Carlo Weather, is on the line now. Now, Alan, good to have you with us. So do we have any ideas, any idea when the warm weather and the muggy nights will last until at this stage?
Hi, Claire. Yes, it looks like it's going to stay warm right up until at least Saturday, possibly even into Sunday. Some of the weather models have shown it persisting a little bit longer, might be just hang on till Monday, but it really is going to be warm right through the week. Temperatures up to 25, 26 degrees most days. There will be a little bit more cloud around. There's a little bit of cloud around today, just moving through here. Just actually looking out the window here in Carlow, and I can see a few drops of rain, but it's been very little rain that has moved up across the country.
And we're well above average, aren't we, today and yesterday?
Absolutely, and actually very unusual night last night. Temperatures at Valentia Station in Kerry stayed above 20 degrees all night. At 3 a.m. this morning, it was above 23 degrees in Valentia in Kerry, which would be exceptional any time of the year,
yes.
But into September, it's even more exceptional.
And what about this Sahara dust that people are finding on their cars?
Indeed, we have some very heavy Sahara dust in the air above us, quite an unusual amount of it. We do see it from time to time, but some of the images and videos I've shown of people with their cars in the southwest, the amount of Saharan dust being deposited by those showers is quite unusual. Again, we have a low pressure system to the west of Spain, and it's steering up the air, bringing with it the Saharan dust, which the satellite images very clearly show it. And it's going to stay over us for the next couple of days as well. In general, it doesn't cause too many problems. It's only really when the showers come that it brings it down. So if you wash the car at the weekend, you might be cursing it maybe.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to do it again. Alan, thanks so much. Alan O'Reilly there from Carlow Weather. I see really disappointing news coming in. Evan Ferguson, our striker, our Ireland striker, who we're all so proud of after his hat-trick at the weekend, has been ruled out for the upcoming Republic of Ireland fixtures. Can you believe it? He had an injury in that win over Newcastle at the weekend, and the Irish medical team has assessed him, and he's been ruled out of both matches. Ah, devastation for Stephen Kenny and the Ireland team. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.